Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker and State Attorney General Maura Healey are calling for the resignation of former State Senate President Stan Rosenberg following a Senate Ethics Committee report. Released yesterday, the report outlines years of troubling behavior by Rosenberg's husband, Brian Heffner, including Heffner using his relationship with Rosenberg to wield power in the Senate, as well as alleged sexual misconduct by Heffner. To get some perspective about how this is playing in Rosenberg's district, we're joined this morning by Dan Crowley, managing editor of the Daily Hampshire Gazette in Northampton. Rosenberg is from Amherst. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So, first of all, this report has been a long time coming. Let me get your thoughts on it.
Well, it's certainly an extensive report, 80 pages or so, and I think people in the district here, particularly voters, have been eager to learn about what this investigation was going to find, and also just to have it completed. I think there's really a sense of wanting to reach this stage and move on from here, especially with we have an election year coming up.
The report came out late yesterday, so it may be a little premature to get a thorough reckoning from the constituency in Rosenberg's district. But what are you hearing? How are the rank and file taking this?
Well, I think there is definitely sadness and disappointment from what is a strong support base for Stan Rosenberg in the district. We had a reporter at Amherst Town Meeting last night, for example, who was interviewing voters there, and that's what we heard. Some are still going to support him, so they will still vote for him, but clearly there was also some expression of disappointment and sadness that he reached this point in his long career. And they found it troubling, but still very supportive.
We should point out that Stan Rosenberg is still a state senator, even though he has given up the Senate presidency. If he doesn't resign his Senate seat, he is up for re-election this fall. He's been, as you point out, popular among voters. Do you sense that he has a good shot at being re-elected? He does have a challenger.
He does. Chelsea Klein, a Democrat from Northampton, is challenging him. I know that the two have met and have exchanged words with each other, pleasant ones I've heard. But it's hard to say. I think having built up a reputation and service of 30 years is still going to go a long way with Rosenberg. That would be my take on it. I don't think the goodwill that he's built up during that time is going to be completely eradicated by this report. We had a story today where we had a local political expert say that the bigger challenge for him may be among his colleagues and in terms of the trust in the Senate's business, more so than perhaps his voter base.
Dan Crowley, managing editor of the Daily Hampshire Gazette newspaper in Northampton, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Okay, thank you very much.